This is With Good Reason, and our fourth episode in our ongoing series about STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and math. Today we're focusing specifically on math, because without math, you're locked out of so many fields and opportunities. Take, for example, John Nunnery from Old Dominion University. He's piloting a new program underway at Blair Middle School in Norfolk, Virginia. With Good Reason producer Kelly Libby's here to talk about it.
They call it power teaching. It's where the kids are actually the teachers. So they're in groups where they're helping their teammates work out the problems.
Think of something creative that we haven't done yet.
Like somebody with a test.
And just in case you're wondering, there is an adult in this classroom. But she's not a teacher in the traditional sense. Instead, she's a math coach. Her name is Gail Englert, and she says one thing that's different about this model is that the students are very interactive, as you can tell.
It also helps them because as they explain their work, they get a little bit more clear about what they know and what they don't know. And in mathematics, recognizing what you don't know is a really powerful thing.
You know, with the old model of math instruction, sharing answers usually meant you were cheating. But not in this classroom.
The child is 18 inches too short to ride the roller coaster.
Oh, that's a good one.
Kids need to be able to express themselves, and they do it in writing all the time, but now we're also giving them a forum so that they can express their ideas verbally. That oral discussion is important because in the real world, if you can't explain your ideas, then people won't really understand what you're saying.
And Gail acknowledges it's not like group work is a new thing.
When I first started teaching back in the dark ages, we taught in something called cooperative groups. This is really similar. This isn't really a new idea. It's just an old idea that really works well, that's got some new terminology.
Power teaching is like group work on steroids, and kids are actually getting more of their homework done.
In power teaching, you get problems done faster since you have other people to help you.
It also teaches you how to help others in power teaching. When people need help, you can help them if you know the answer.
In power teaching, your teammates can encourage you. We help your teammates out when your teammates don't understand, and it's helpful.
One thing that's important to note here is that in these groups, there's a mix of race, gender, and socioeconomics. So at this school, about 50% of the students are economically disadvantaged, and it's very diverse. This program is in its pilot phase now. It's been implemented in a few schools in Virginia, a school in rural Kansas, and a school in San Antonio.